This is a work of the Durham Church of Christ. Visit our website at durhamcoc.com.
As stated in our previous lessons in this series, the idea, the concept, the understanding of murder is becoming more and more tainted and confusing as our society attempts to define it and to apply that definition onto those who have engaged or been involved in some form of killing. We have a certain sector of society that elevates and glorifies and exalts murder and those who commit murder as if it is a good thing and as if it is something to be praised. But then we have another sector of society, or sometimes the same sector, that looks down upon those who maybe are engaged in a form of killing that is defined as self-defense or accidental or war. And so we have to understand what murder is, but we also have to understand what murder is not. And in today's lesson, we're going to notice that murder is not self-defense. We see in the book of Exodus that God lays out for us a scenario where killing takes place, and in the circumstances in which it takes place, it is not defined as murder, but the man who engages in the killing is acceptable because it is being done in self-defense. Notice Exodus chapter 22. In verse 2, we read, "If a thief be found breaking up and be smitten that he die, there shall no blood be shed for him." So if a man is coming in and breaking up or breaking into one's house or one's property, and in the process of breaking in the attempt to impose evil upon the household of another, if that individual then smites him, defending his own property, defending his life and the life of his family, then God states, there shall no blood be shed for him. The individual that died, the individual that was killed in an effort to come upon the property of another, was not murdered. He was killed, but he was not murdered. But notice verse 3. If the sun be risen upon him, there shall be bloodshed for him. For he should make full restitution. If he have nothing, then he shall be sold for his theft. Now, God states that if the sun indeed does rise, and so we're then getting the impression that this breaking in is taking place at night. I don't know about you, but when I'm in bed at night in my house, and I hear someone breaking in, I have not ever heard anyone breaking in before, but if I were to hear someone breaking in, I'm concerned about the safety of probably number one, my children, number two, my wife, and then number three, myself, and really concerned about all of our safety, all at the top priority. That's what's going through my mind. And so I'm not going to spend much time deliberating, wanting to sit down at the kitchen table and have a conversation as to why someone is breaking into my house. No, I'm going to want to be sure that I am being kept in safety. I'm going to want to be sure that my children are going to be kept in safety and my wife is going to be kept in safety. And so we see then that if someone were to break into one of our abodes or houses today, that in this scenario, based upon the Old Testament, as we look and try to understand how God deals with certain things, that here in this example, Romans 15:4, whatsoever things are written aforetime are written for our learning, we can learn how God views such a circumstance as this, that God does not say one who then kills another because that other was breaking into his property, God does not say that he's guilty of murder, but rather he is excused. However, if someone breaks into my house in the middle of the night, but then he makes off and he, let's say, steals some things or, gets away, doesn't steal anything, but gets away. But then when the sun rises, I go after him I go hunt him down and find him, and I kill him. God then states that at that time, there shall be bloodshed for him. Why? Because murder then took place. Because then it's not an act of self-defense. It's not an act of defending my abode, defending my house, making sure that I'm being kept in safety. But now it is an effort, a premeditated effort to essentially seek revenge upon someone who maybe took something from me or broke into my house. And so it's not something that just took place in the moment out of self-defense, but it's now premeditated. And so God says when that occurs, that's not self-defense. And so we see then that self-defense is not murder.